Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Health Radio with Cameron Day. I know your journey has been difficult. I know you have felt the pain of life on earth and wondered why you came here. I know you have felt unbearable anger with no outlet for it. But that pain and anger made you question your reality. And out of those questions, a deeper truth emerges. So even as the planet looks like it's beyond redemption, its salvation is already here. Because you are the salvation of Mother Earth. And you are your own salvation. Take a few nice, slow, deep breaths. We are in the process of coming home, of shedding the limitations of our third density mind and embodying the energy of our divine mind into every cell in our body. We are changing our brains. We are changing our DNA. We are smashing the walls of our self-created prisons within our own minds. We are spontaneously and consciously connecting to the galactic sun, the core of the Milky Way galaxy. As we connect to the galactic core, we remember our nature. We remember our true home. We remember our true selves. Now is the time to embrace this transformational energy and ground it into Mother Earth. Now is the time for us to transcend our egos and move into whole brain thinking. Now is the time for us to choose love instead of fear. Now is the time for us to choose abundance instead of lack. Now is the time for us to rise above the old world as it crumbles away. Now is the time for us to reclaim all of the energy and power we have allowed to be stuck in our past. Now is the time for us to free our minds from worries about the future. Now is the time to trust in the divine plan that we are all a part of. Now is the time to come home to the divine power within us. When we come home to the divine source inside of us, we change our reality. And when we change our personal reality, we change the collective reality on this planet. That is the reason we are here. To be messengers of change, messengers of love. So relax, because this is just the beginning. AscensionHealth.com exists to give you tools you can use to free your mind and move your state of consciousness out of fear and into love and abundance. Take some more deep breaths and relax, because you are tuned in to the Love Channel. You are tuned into Ascension Health Radio with your host, Cameron Day. Tuned into the Love Channel, Ascension Health Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today. We are one day away from the solstice, and the energy level on this planet is coming to a peak like never before. It's quite a wild ride, and I hope you're enjoying it. And if you're not, well, got some tips on how to catch that wave of energy so that it's not such a bummer and that you are flowing and changing and growing with that energy, because that's
what it's all about here at this time. So I want to lead off the show with a discussion on level 2 of the self-clearing system. Now, level 1 is what is for free right on the Start Here tab on ascensionhealth.com. All of those 6 different videos and audios, that's all what I consider level 1. Now, that's been up there for free since August 2008, and I've had a lot of positive response. A lot of people have found exactly what they needed to get them to that next level in their awareness, and that's exactly why it's out there, to get you to the next level, and then the level after that, and the level after that. Now, level 2 is the evolution of those initial videos and audios. The production value is much better than it is on those early level 1 recordings. I learned a lot in the intervening months from the time that I recorded those to the time that I did level 2. And it's a 2-track system for level 2. Track 1 is 35 minutes, and it contains an abbreviated version of all of the level 1 of the self-clearing system, all of those free audios and videos. I basically condensed them down into one single 35-minute track. And that segues very smoothly into 2, which goes into much more advanced energy clearing techniques. Techniques that allow you to transmute and reclaim your energy from things like energetic agreements, which are often considered karmic contracts. I'm sure you've all heard of that term before. You can go into limiting identities, limiting concepts of yourself, ego concepts, and transmute those in level 2. We work on solidified pain that's carried around in the light body and in the sphere of consciousness. We address mental and emotional energy constructs in your sphere of consciousness. These are things like beliefs and attitudes that literally form an actual structure in your sphere of consciousness, made up of your energy. So we work on transmuting that and reclaiming the energy that you had put into that construct and the beliefs that maintained it. Then we work with integrating all of that energy that we reclaimed in that session and circulating it in your body in a way that goes even deeper into dissolving those limitations that have been hardwired into the neural networks in your brain and body. And at the same time, it'll activate your DNA. And so you get a very complete package with level 2. And that second track especially is as close as you can get to a personalized one-on-one phone session with me. But at the same time, it's flexible enough that you can use it to work through any issue that you're processing. So whatever you're working on, you can turn on level 2 and address that issue, and you can take it deeper and deeper and deeper. Every single time, you can get more energy back. Now, until Tuesday, level 2 is being offered to mailing list subscribers only. And I do it like that to thank them, really, to thank all of you who are subscribers. And you get an advanced preview, or an advanced release before the rest of the general public does. And it's also available for a reduced price of $28. Now, on after Tuesday, probably on Wednesday, I'm going to make it publicly available on the website to anybody who finds it via a search engine or via the various other places that the site is linked to out on the internet. And the price is going to be a little bit higher than it is for those that have had the offer on the mailing list. So for anybody listening between now and Monday, because I know a lot of people hearing this show are going to hear it after the fact. They'll hear it in the archive. So for all of you, go to ascensionhelp.com. That's A-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N help.com and sign up for the mailing list. And on Monday, I will send out an email to everyone who subscribed between today and Monday during that 4-day span with a link to the page where you can purchase level 2 at that special reduced price. That's for the mailing list members only. Now, the price isn't going to go up drastically. I want to make this as accessible to as many people as possible. But it's always nice to save a little bit of money, especially in these trying times, these economic uncertainties that are going on in the world. Now, we're going to talk about some tips, some little tricks and techniques that you can use when you're using level 2 to get the most out of it. The first thing is that you really should listen to and follow along with all of the free level 1 recordings at least one time, because there are a lot of details and explanations in the level 1 system that are incorporated into that first track of level 2 with the premise that you already know that information from having listened to level 1. So you need to have that foundational information from level 1 before you get into level 2. Now, when you're ready to listen to level 2, you definitely should use headphones. And that way you can get the maximum benefit from the binaural beat frequencies that are embedded into the music. And the music that I used was an incredible audio track from a creative audio genius who goes by the name of Asa9, that I'm sure many of you are familiar with. His website is Source. Well, that was unusual. That's the first time I've ever had the Blog Talk Radio drop my phone call during a show. I'm back, and sorry for the delay. As I was saying, the website for Asa9 is sourcevibrations.com. And according to people in the chat room, Blog Talk Radio has been having some hiccups today. So that's okay. The show goes on. A little bit of dead air never really hurt anyone too badly. So the track that I used for this audio is called Dreaming. And it incorporates those binaural beats. And that is the same technology that's used in all of the HoloSync or the HemiSync types that are out there on the market, that entrain your brainwave patterns into a nice, deep delta state. And so this binaural beat audio technology as a real quick primer, if you don't know what it is, it puts two different data, two different frequencies into each ear. So that's why you need headphones on. And what your brain does is it takes a difference between those two beats and it puts your brain into the frequency state that is the difference between the frequency in the left ear and the frequency in the right ear. And so this technology makes the impact of level two even more powerful, really much more powerful than if it was with a normal relaxing audio track. So when you listen to level two, you're going to, of course, be starting with track one. And you want to make sure that you're not going to be interrupted for at least a half an hour. Or if you want to listen to both track time, you're going to need about 70 minutes total. So that's the first thing. Make sure no one's going to come and interrupt you and then try to pull you out of that deep delta state that you'll be in. I also recommend that you sit up while you're doing it so that you're a little less likely to fall asleep. When your brain's going into these deep levels, the tendency is to just drift away and go to sleep. And that's fine. You can still do this work in your sleep. But it's more powerful, of course, if you're awake and aware of what's occurring. Now that first 35-minute track is going to sound somewhat familiar, and that's on purpose because, like I mentioned, it is a condensed version of the level one technique to that single track of 35 minutes. And that's handy because it makes it easier for you to practice the level one techniques on a regular basis. As it is right now, level one on the website, you have to click around page to page to page, and I have potential of editing that down and getting it into perhaps an hour-long recording in the future, but we'll see if that comes to pass. And now the second track picks right up where you left off on track one. Track one ends, and then level two basically picks up right where you left off. But I understand that a lot of people are going to listen to the first track and then have to do something else, and they'll have to pick up the second track. So you don't feel like you have to listen to all of the first track before you listen to the second track. And in fact, what you can do is listen to track one until just after the 14-minute mark, and then just skip your MP3 player, or if you burned it to a CD, skip your CD player right to track two. Those first 14 minutes on the first track covers connecting with your higher self, doing the cosmic flush, and you'll be ready at that point to move right into those advanced clearing techniques on the second track. Now, if you've listened to track one a few times and you've practiced connecting to your higher self and engaging the cosmic flush, you can also just take a couple minutes to do that on your own. And then listen to track two if you like. Just start breathing deep, connect to your higher self, do the cosmic flush, and when you're ready, just hit play on track two. Now, I do hope, though, that you listen to track one a few times before you do that, just so you get that repetition and that familiarity with those initial techniques. Very important. You want to start off with that divine connection to your higher self and all of that energy coming into you and through you from the cosmic flush. Now, it's also a good idea to have something in that you want to address when you do the second track. That can be something like your relationship with your parents, difficult periods or events in your past, some kind of emotional upheaval that is still with you, still return thoughts, that type of thing. Now, you don't have to do that, and a lot of times you might get a new idea of where you want to go. Usually that's going to be transmitted to you from your higher self. So it's also important to go with the flow and address that new energy when it kind. But have something in mind, at least a general idea of what you want to address when you're going into that second track. Now, once you've gone through the processes in both tracks a couple of times, probably come up with ways to make them work for you. Little tips, little tricks. Some people will pause the audio in the middle of pause, it's already in there, they'll hit pause just so they can continue processing in their mind the energy that they're reclaiming. Now, I made very sure to put a lot of pauses into the audio recording so that when you're engaging a process of taking your energy back, then you have time to do it. But you might want a little more time at certain points, so you might just pause that track. But wait till you've gone through it a couple of times so that you know the spots when you might need more time. And so you can kind of hone it for you to make it even. But chances are pretty good that your first experience is going to be very powerful. Most people's response has been that even the first time that it really surprised them how powerful it was. And I'm going to read you a testimonial here that I received the day after I released it from a very happy customer. This was after her first time listening and using the Level 2 system. And so she wrote, "I was not prepared for the profound experience I had. Right away, my energy was vibrating to a much higher frequency than ever before. The music induced a trance-like state, and I was seeing light bodies, first-time experience for me. I thought, wow, this is only the first track. I was so thrilled to be included in this adventure, and then I started the second track. What would have taken me 6 months to a year of constant work on removing these layers was accomplished in these two energy clearing sessions." So that's the kind of testimonials that I love to hear, and I'm just very grateful that it's having that kind of an impact on people's lives. And I'm sure you've all heard that little cliche, if it only helps one person, it was worth it. And that's true, but it's very, very nice to know that it's helping so many people. That's the reason I'm doing this in the first place, is to help as many people as possible to ascend their state of mind, their frequency of thought. Now, so somebody in the chat room asked if that testimonial came from my aunt, and no. So I want to address a little bit about what this energy work is all about. Because a lot of people, myself included, as they go along their spiritual journey, people are looking for new techniques, new things to add to our bag of tricks. And if we add enough stuff to our mind, if we know enough things, enough techniques, that will figure out how to ascend or how to be happy or how to be enlightened, etc., etc. But that's not what this energy work is about. Even though it is teaching you techniques, what it's really about is removing all of the layers of illusion that keep us from directly interfacing with our higher self. So this energy work focuses on reclaiming energy that's been tied up in frozen emotions that are stuck in the past. Focuses on letting go of the emotional baggage that we've been unconsciously dragging around with us for decades. And so, in short, it's about unmanifesting all of those limiting illusions that we've picked up from the earth reality. It's about stripping away all of the fear, limited beliefs, frustration, anger, judgment, neuroses, etc., etc. And getting back to the core of who we truly are, which is our higher self. Because underneath all of those layers and layers of the 3D earth human limited identities that we take on, we're already perfect. We're already whole and absolutely one with the infinite creator that holds this entire reality in its incredibly vast consciousness. So this energy work is very simply about peeling away everything that is unreal and getting back to our true divine identity that we forgot when we incarnated here. Now, what's unreal are our attitudes and our concepts about who we think we are. We think we're this limited human, but that's not the truth. The truth is that we are that divine being. We just forgot that. And that was, of course, part of the contract to incarnate here onto this planet, was to think about who we were. So if you keep that in mind when you're using the level 2 process, you'll get a really tremendous benefit from it. Somebody in the chat room wrote, you know, I knew I forgot something. Something just at the tip of my brain, like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm an immensely powerful being of light. Wow, I forgot that for a while. That's good. That's classic. I like it. So now that I've pretty much covered level 2, just want to remind you again, if you're listening to this and you're not on the mailing list, definitely go and sign up for the mailing list. All you do is go to ascensionhelp.com and click onto any page, any secondary page. Go ahead and click on the Start Here tab. That'll be the first step of level 1 of the self-clearing system. And over there on your right side will be a little box where you can enter your email address, and you'll be on the list. It's that simple. The only catch is that that box is not on the homepage. Because when I created that page, I wanted to have all of the pixels focused on the message that I wanted to convey on that front page. So click into a secondary page and sign up for that mailing list. Now, even if you're listening to this and it's long after the fact, because I know that most of the people chose hear it on the archive, sometimes a week or a month or a year later. So if that's you, still go ahead and sign up for that mailing list if you're not on it, because you'll get other offers. You'll get other advanced previews of new material as it's released. There's a lot more in the pipeline, so to speak. And really all it's a matter of is me having the time to set aside to get everything recorded and then mixed and edited down to a format that's worthy of public release. So there's a lot more coming, but of course I've got to do other things aside from ascensionhealth.com. I'm not in a place where I can devote all of my waking time to it. I still have to do earn fiat dollars from the system and that type of thing, pay bills, all that stuff. So I have other things that take care of the monetary side. AscensionHealth.com is about the consciousness for me. So we're going to segue now into the second theme of this show, which is dealing with the energy shifts that are occurring. And with that, very closely, is transcending fear in order to handle those rapid energy shifts. And there's a lot of fear out there. Believe me, I know. I see a lot of it. I feel a lot of it. I'm sure a lot of you feeling at times that fear, that anxiety that's out there in the collective consciousness of humanity. But even beyond that, there's a lot of fear out there just on the internet. There's a lot of fear being pumped out by people whose livelihood basically depends on keeping their listeners in fear. And it's unfortunate that people are operating from that mindset, even though on the surface they're telling you that they're sharing this information with you to free you from fear, and then they turn right around and tell you that if you're not afraid of what they're talking about, then you're living in denial and that type of thing. And so you're going to have to work hard not to let that fear energy take over your consciousness and pull you down into that frequency. And there's so much out there. I mean, there's the web bots. They just predicted a summer of hell. Jeff Rentz, he's kind of like Alex Jones, but on Quaaludes. Just the most depressed person you could ever hear on the radio. And I feel for the guy, and I do. But, there's so much out there in the conspiracy media, and even the mainstream media, of course, that's our number one source of fear out there. But all of these people, what I observe when I look at them is that they're trying to hope past. And they're viewing all of the upheavals in our world through those eyes of fear. And through that fear that if the past is gone, that there will be nothing left. Because their identities have been formed in their past. And everybody's identities have been formed in their past. But it's our challenge and it's our job, really, to bond that fear and that identity. All of those concepts of ourself that we have anchored in our past, we have to go beyond those. Even though they might be comfortable, they're still limiting. So is a comfortable limitation something that you want to hold on to? I hope not. And especially these web bot guys. Don't listen to a single word they say. Everything they predict doesn't happen. And that's what you'll find. All these doom and gloom guys, end of the world is right around the corner. The big bad whatever is going to jump up and bite you in the butt. It's going to happen now or any month now. And it doesn't happen. Now, I know they say they predicted the tsunami, but I've seen their argument on that, and it's pretty thin at best. And the thing to realize about any prognosticator who's telling you what the future holds, especially when it's dire and life-threatening and trying to pull you into fear, is that the future potentials are just that. They're potentials. They're manifested. They haven't been collapsed into reality. It's still a wave. The particle has yet to be formed. And so we, as a whole, as a collective, can choose what particles we want to manifest. We can choose the future that we want. So keep your focus on the future being fantastic and on the one of the old being a good thing and happening in a way that the least amount of suffering necessary occurs. Now, what do I mean by necessary suffering? Well, think about the worst times in your life where difficult situations were happening to you, and think about what you learned from those situations, how you changed as a result. That adversity propelled you to a new level of consciousness. It forced you to evolve. You could look back and think, yes, that was necessary for your evolution. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to always evolve through suffering. In fact, what we're moving into is an era where we can evolve consciously simply by choosing to do so. Do that, then we greatly reduce the need to attract events into our lives that make us suffer. If we consciously engage our evolution, if we consciously engage transcending conditions that are holding us back, then our higher self isn't going to feel required to hit you over the head with a sledgehammer. Because that's usually what it boils down to. When a major suffering has occurred in our life, it's because we were ignoring the signs from our higher self that we needed to address an emotional blockage. We needed to address a limiting attitude or to forgive somebody who had wronged us in our life. And we've all been wronged. We've all been screwed over. We've all had that happen. So it's important that we forgive and reclaim the energy that has gone into maintaining that churning emotion of how could they have done that to me? How could they have said that or done that or whatever it was that they did? And that's all the past. And that's where these Webbot guys and the Jeff Rences and the Alex Jones and the conspiracy medias and all these bloggers who are telling you that the end is near and that if you're the least bit optimistic, then you're completely nuts. They're all living in the past. And they're also living in a paradigm of scarcity, of scarce resources. They don't understand that we're living in an abundant universe, an infinite universe. But that paradigm of scarcity really dissolves when you start to become aware and acknowledge the fact that every single one of us and every single thing in this reality is an integral part of the one infinite creator. That super vast intelligence that we all exist in. And when you realize that, it becomes obvious that we live in a reality of infinite possibilities. Now, I'll come back to that point about infinite possibilities a little bit later. But I want to touch on one of the reasons why so many people are kind of melting down. And it's the rapid ramp of energy and frequency that's occurring on the planet. There's more and more energy streaming into our planet from the core of the galaxy. Now, of course, that's why one of the first things we do in the Ascension Help Clearing System is we connect to the core of that galaxy. When the tsunami's coming, you want to have your surfboard out and be ready to catch the wave. You don't want to be sitting there on a beach with a drink in your hand going, "Oh, what's that?" Which is where a lot of people are at. Unfortunately, they're drunk on the beach, wondering what that big thing hurtling towards them is, and wondering now why they're underwater. And what's coming up right now, tomorrow, in fact, is the spring equinox. And coinciding with that is a very interesting theory of division within the Mayan calendar. Now, what this is there's a scientist, Russian, that David Wilcock cites. His name is Dr. Smelyakov. Go ahead and giggle because it's a funny name. And what he did was he divided the Mayan calendar by the phi ratio, which is 1.6181, blah, 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 a bunch of numbers after that. And he divided it over and over again from its start point to its end date on December 21st, 2012. And each of those divisions, where he divided it, and then he divided again, and then divided again, further and further down towards the end of the calendar, those divisions, the time in between those divisions gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And on each of those division points, what Smelyakov referred to as bifurcation points, major events happen. Things like the rise and fall of empires, major earthquakes, emergence of spiritual teachers and new religions, new social orders, paradigms of thought. Basically, each of those division points creates a massive change on the entire planet, and it triggers a speeding up of evolution. And now these phi ratio divisions at first were hundreds or even thousands of years apart. But as then the next unit of time was divided by phi, it got a little smaller, and the next unit of time just divided by phi, and it gets a little smaller and smaller and smaller. Wow, this is a new record. Twice in one day, Blog Talk Radio hung up on me. So, anyhow, we're back. A little bit of dead air. Never hurt anyone, like I said. So, where was I? I was on phi ratio divisions. And so they get closer and closer. That's where I was at. Each of those divisions is a little closer and a little closer together. So they start coming up more and more often, which means more and more upheaval occurring in the world. Now, I know that most of you listening to the show have been doing your inner work and reclaiming your energy, and you've probably just been feeling really great. You've been surfing that wave and having a great time. But at the same time, I'm sure most of you have been feeling that something significant has been happening, especially in that last couple of weeks. And what that is has been that leading edge of this major shift point that is officially occurring tomorrow, even though it's already happening right now. It's been at work for a while, stirring things up and bringing secret things up to the surface to be acknowledged, forgiven, cleansed. And it's bringing out the things that people don't necessarily want to own up to, for the people that have been living in secrecy and living in shadows, that type of thing. Now, what does this mean for you as an individual? Well, it's pretty simple. It means be ready to change and be ready to let go of the old world. Let go of old ideas, old belief systems. And be ready to align with this new energy wave. And open yourself up to being peeled. To peel away those old identities so that your true authentic self can come out. And what it means for the world is that all these secrets are coming up. The things that were hidden for years or centuries are coming out. And it's going to be a little messy. It's going to be a little ugly for all those people that have been living lies, that have been living inauthentic lives. And so they're going to suffer a little bit. But remember, it'll be necessary suffering. It'll serve a greater good. And that is going to wake them up, and it's going to wake up people who witness this outing. And it's going to be a little messy. Like there was, all you have to do is look at the news and see all of the secrets that are coming out now. Secrets in personal lives. There's that guy in Austria who's on trial right now. I'm not going to delve into the details, but if you've seen that, just know that that's the kind of stuff that has to come up to the surface. All that dirty laundry, we got to wash it, got to clean it up. And so it's going to still mean a lot of upheaval and crumbling away of the old world. But that's a good thing. So just remember, as you see a financial system falling apart, it's a good thing. I know there's people out there who will try to convince you that it's being planned and managed by a group of elites. But you know what? Those elites aren't as smart as they think they are. And no matter how smart they are, consciousness and the mind of the galaxy being that's sending those beams of energy into Earth is way beyond anything that those smart little money makers could ever possess. And so that falling apart, even if they think they're managing it, it's going to just slip away like dust in the wind, right out of their fingers. And when it all finally falls apart, people who couldn't have let it go until it fell apart will finally be ready to let go of that old system. And so that financial collapse in the end is going to liberate us. It's going to liberate people from their own fear of the collapse. And really, the fear of that collapse is worse on people than the collapse itself could ever be. At least in 9 out of 10 cases, that's the truth. And so this collapse of the financial system is still happening, and it's happening in slow motion. And it seems like it's still just barely moving along. But remember, things have to happen somewhat slowly, or else the people that could never conceive of a world without our current monetary system wouldn't be able to handle it. So just know that this slow progress is kind of for their benefit so that they won't fall apart. They won't go to pieces. Another reason for the slowness of it is the system itself will do whatever it can and struggle as hard as possible to keep itself relevant and alive and a part of our lives. But it's not relevant, and it's really not desirable for our future. The whole thing really has to go. You got to wipe it all away. The whole concept of money has to go. And we need to move into a new paradigm of a world that doesn't need money. But that's not going to happen anytime soon. It's going to be at least another 1.5 years before the world economy really fizzles out. Mainly because there's so many people still putting their energy into holding it in place. So all of that focus and that consciousness and that energy being directed into keeping it in place is going to prop it up for a while longer. I think at least another 1.5 years. Hopefully it'll be gone sooner than that. We'll see. I want to play now a really interesting audio clip that I prepared just for this show. This is from LouRockwell.com. Actually, it's on YouTube, but somebody linked it to me from Lou Rockwell. And the guy speaking, his name is Peter Schiff. And he's talking about the financial collapse from the perspective of a free market capitalist who is the kind of guy who wants to keep the money system in place. But in spite of that, he has some pretty sharp insight into what's going on as far as the collapse goes. So I'm going to cue that up here and play that for you. It's about a 2 or 3 minute clip. Here we go.
Look what Bernie Madoff was able to pull off, right? I mean, you think he could have done that without the SEC giving him a stamp of approval or without FINRA? I mean, there's no way that if we didn't have regulators, the private sector wouldn't have ferreted this guy out. There would have been a lot more due diligence if everybody didn't think the government was doing it for us. And, of course, I said, you know, instead of putting Bernie Madoff in jail, we should just make him Secretary of the Treasury. Because he's got a lot of experience, exactly the kind that we need in running a Ponzi scheme. Because, you know, the Chinese just mentioned yesterday that they were getting a little concerned about all the money they loaned us, and that just maybe we won't pay them back. You know, I'm sure they're a lot more than just a little concerned, because that's what they said publicly. Imagine what they're saying privately, because they know we're not going to pay them back. Of course we're not going to pay the Chinese back their money. It's impossible. We can't possibly. And can you imagine if President Obama, you know, given the following type of speech to the American citizens, to say, you know, national televised address, and say, you know, my fellow Americans, I've got a little news for you today. We're going to have a massive across-the-board tax increase on average working Americans. Any American that still has a job is going to have to pay much higher income taxes. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have to cut Social Security across the board. If you're getting a Social Security check, we're going to have to reduce it. And remember all my plans about more education and health care for everybody and, you know, energy independence? We got to put all those plans on hold because the Chinese need their money. We borrowed a lot of money from the Chinese, and we're good for our debts. You know, they worked hard for that money, and they loaned it to us, and we're going to pay it back. Now, that's going to require a big sacrifice on our part. Does anyone think that we're going to do that? Are they kidding me? You know what we're going to tell the Chinese? We're going to say, you guys are predators, predatory lenders. We need a modification program. We need a cram down on this You never should have lent us all this money. You know we can't pay it back. It's not our fault. The Chinese know this. I mean, the Chinese, they can't even vote in our elections. Why are we going to care what they think? We're going to tax voters to pay non-voters? This is so the Chinese know they're in this box. I mean, the U.S. government, we don't pay our bills. We're like Bernie Madoff, right? People loan us money. How do we pay it back? We borrow more. Right? If somebody came to Bernie Madoff a couple years ago and wanted their money, they got it. Why did they get it? Because they were able to take in new money. They found another sucker who didn't know it was a Ponzi scheme. Same thing the U.S. government does. Every time a bond matures, we just go sell another one. And every time we need to pay interest on the national debt, we go borrow that too. Well, it works until nobody wants to lend us any more money. Then we're going to have to default, just like Bernie did. And there's only two ways we can default. We just legitimately don't pay, or we print money. That's it. There's only two ways to repudiate your debt. There's no way we're going to pay the debt. The Chinese have to know that. And we're going to figure that out.
Okay, so hopefully that didn't lose too many of you. I know a few people were like, oh, financial talk, don't want to hear it. But a few key things in there. Now, this is a pretty conventional free market capitalist. This guy lives on the money system, thrives on the money system. And he flat out called it. He called the money system a Ponzi scheme. That's exactly what we've got going here in the country. And at the same time, he acknowledged that there's no way that that debt is ever going to be paid. So we're literally just seeing the end of this system. And, of course, they're keeping it intact as long as they can, printing as much money as they can. I mean, trillions of dollars, new money, new deficit for all of the plans that the new CEO of America wants to enact. Now, I think he's coming from the right place as far as wanting to help the country, but it's still tied into this Ponzi scheme of borrow more and borrow more. Pay the debt with more borrowed money and hope and pray that the people lending the money don't ask for it back. Now, of course, all of the world economies are interconnected. So when it starts falling apart, they'll all start to fall apart. And we're seeing that. We're seeing signs of that right now. I mean, huge chunks of the money system are literally just falling off. It's like a crumbling facade of an old building, and there's an earthquake rumbling beneath it, and huge chunks of bricks are just falling off of this facade. And before long, it's going to be just a big pile of rubble, and then we're going to come along, and we're going to build a new system that's fair and equal for every person on the planet. And we have to do that. That's mandatory. If we don't do that, well, we'll do it. It's going to come. We can't keep that same old world attitude of that in order for a person to be rich, he has to have more than someone else. That system of class segregation, that whole concept is really primitive and archaic, and we're evolving out of that, and it has to all crumble. And so we have to wait a while, though, for this monetary system to die. And until it dies, we need to build models for our new future and build those models and those concepts of a new world where everyone is truly equal. And for a while, we're going to have to straddle the old world and our vision of the new world. We have to keep earning those fiat dollars and pay our mortgages and our bills and all of that stuff. But I feel that the day is coming fairly soon, within a couple of years, where everyone in the world just starts saying, forget it. I'm not going to pay this mortgage. I'm not going to pay those taxes. I'm not going to give any more of my energy to this broken down, corrupted system anymore. And people are going to just stand up and say, no. I know that I'm worth far more than this system is trying to tell me. And then what comes after that? Well, hopefully a resource-based economy. An economy that doesn't have inequality, an economy that doesn't depend on money and loaning and slavery in the form of interest and bank loans, because that really is slavery. Because truly, all of the ascended societies on other planets, they have that resource-based economic model, that type of a model that was portrayed in the movie Zeitgeist Addendum. And if you haven't seen Zeitgeist Addendum, go and watch it. Just Google that phrase, Zeitgeist Addendum. Because it very neatly wraps up all the reasons the money system needs to go and shows an alternative of a resource-based economy where every single person is valued and equal with everyone else. But here's the thing. The single biggest determining factor, aside from the individual consciousness of every person on the planet waking up, the single biggest factor of an ascended society having a resource-based economy is free energy. And lest any skeptic tell you that it's not possible, don't listen to them. It's not only possible, it's been done over and over again. All we really have to do is unleash one of the many patents from the various inventors that have come up with over-unity devices and put it out to the world. Start manufacturing it and get energy free for everyone. Because once that happens, then the whole economy won't need to exist anymore. As far as being money-based. And it can shift to being resource-based. By having all of the energy that we need all of the time, that will allow the money system to finally go into the dustbin of history where it belongs. Now, free energy for some people is hard for them to grasp, but if you're ever talking to one of those skeptics, just remember that we're in a world of infinite possibilities already. We already exist in the mind of an infinite creator, and we're all an integral part of that incredibly vast consciousness, an incredibly vast mind. And so there's no limit to our resources. Once we just expand our awareness a little bit into fourth dimensional thinking, energy is everywhere. Everything is energy. And what we think of as empty space is literally filled with the energy of creation. It's everywhere. There is no limit to the resource of energy. Now, if you're talking about trees or water and even oil, yeah, eventually that can run out. Although, as a little aside, the whole peak oil thing is a bit of a scam just for the oil companies to justify jacking up oil prices. Oil is kind of like the blood of the earth, and the amount that we take out every year, all those trillions of barrels to the earth, kind of equals like if we took out one pint of our blood every year. So she makes more of it. Now, that doesn't mean we should be burning the stuff. Of course not. It's archaic, it's old world, it's primitive, it's got to go. And so one of the companies that's on the leading edge of getting free energy out into the market is Stephen Greer with the Orion Project. And I've got an email that I just got from them a day or two ago. They have a newsletter. If you go to, I believe it's theorionproject.org, you can sign up for their mailing list. Maybe donate some money to them. That would be nice. The more money they have, the better. Because they're working on several different technologies at the same time. They got Stanley Meyer's water car, his hydrogen-hydrogen-oxygen fuel, HHO gas. They got that technology, at least everything that's left of it in all of his notes, so they're working on that. And this little excerpt, though, I want to read you from the newsletter goes like this. We are funding another project, which is being carried out by a researcher who wishes to remain anonymous at this time. He has studied Nikola Tesla's writings and inventions for many years and plans to use this knowledge to build a solid-state energy-collecting device. This device uses coils tuned to access the naturally occurring rotating magnetic fields, which the Earth produces and are essentially everywhere. This energy is then stored and converted into usable electric power. Unlike many technologies that the Orion Project has researched, this technology requires no mechanical energy or external power source, such as water, sunlight, or wind. Once the device is built, the energy is free in a similar manner to solar energy, which is free once the collectors are built. But this magnetic field energy is available both day and night. Now, how cool is that? An inventor who's come up with a way or coming up with a way to simply tap into the rotating magnetic field that the Earth is producing, this magnetic energy that's everywhere. That's what I mean by we're in an infinite universe. There's energy everywhere. There's power everywhere. There is no limitation. So contemplate that for just a few minutes. I'm going to play a song that came to my mind earlier when I mentioned the higher self sometimes has to hit us over the head like a sledgehammer. And this is Sledgehammer, that old Peter Gabriel song covered by the Dave Matthews Band. So I'm going to grab a beverage, crank your speakers up, and rock out to this fun song. Here we go. That song didn't get you going, nothing's gonna. Ah, I love it. I love it. And looking at it from a certain perspective, it's the higher self saying, I want to be your sledgehammer. I'll be whatever. How's it go? Anyways, I'll be whatever you need, basically. You can have whatever you want. You can have, the words are kind of escaping me at the moment, but just the energy of that song is so great. Then, yeah, that sledgehammer, that can be your higher self knocking your obstacles out of your way. Your higher self wants to do that for you, wants to do that with you. So engage it and engage gratitude, because that's the power that you have available at your fingertips. You just have to tap into it and ask for it. And that actually, gratitude brings me to a point that I wanted to get in on this show today about the relationship between forgiveness and gratitude. And they really go hand in hand. Because if you're in a situation and you can't feel gratitude for that situation or for the person that's in that situation, then that usually means that there's something or someone to forgive. And forgiveness is so important. It's really one of the main core frequencies of this energy work of letting go of the past and freeing yourself from the limitations of the past. And it's important from two perspectives, to forgive others, those who have hurt you or wronged you or slighted you, but also forgiving yourself. In fact, I would even say that self-forgiveness for a lot of people is even more important than forgiving others. That kind of depends on the way your mind works and the way your emotions work, but a lot of people can forgive someone else, but then still beat up on themselves. And so that self-forgiveness is so important. So cultivate that in your mind. Keep your mind focused on being grateful for everything in your life. And when it's not, because it's going to happen, of course, something's going to pop up and make you feel a little unhappy, look for then something to forgive. Maybe you need to forgive a person. Maybe you need to forgive yourself for simply thinking in those terms, thinking in ungrateful terms when you have so much to be grateful for. Because it really boils down to changing the world for the better by each of us changing ourselves for the better. And we have to, each of us, look at, forgive, and reclaim our energy from the baggage of the past that we're dragging around with us. It's like we've piled up all of the hurt and the pain and the unforgiven things from our past in a big old suitcase that we're dragging around. And we've had it dragging behind us for 20, 30 years. So we have to address and heal our past individually, one person at a time. And we need to go into all of those events or the people that we have maybe partially forgiven but haven't really let go of, or go into those old events that we're still identifying with the pain in the past. And all of those thoughts and attitudes, the emotions and the belief systems that we formed in our old world model of thinking that are holding us back from our bright and glorious future. We have to address all of those and forgive them and reclaim all of that energy that's just waiting for us. It's been frozen in the past in frozen emotional states. And it all begins with each individual who decides to change. It begins with you. And every time you reclaim your energy from the emotions and attitudes of a painful period in your past, or whatever you're reclaiming it from, whenever you do that, whenever you take that energy back, you create a resonance in the morphogenic field of humanity. And that resonance allows other people to follow that trail that you have just made. It allows other people to follow in your footsteps and reclaim their own energy from something that they hadn't yet been able to forgive. Because every single thought you think, every emotion that you're feeling is being broadcasted out into the consciousness field around this planet. And when you reclaim your energy from any limited belief in your past, and you bring that frozen emotional energy back from your past and into your present moment, that act of reclaiming energy and becoming more powerful, embodying your true power, that's broadcasted out to the entire world. Now, it's kind of like a TV broadcast, so not necessarily being broadcasted to every single person. a lot of people won't pick up on it because their mental reception mechanisms have to be tuned into the self-healing channel, for example. I think that's channel 23. Has to be tuned into that channel for them to access that information. But when somebody does tune themselves into that frequency, even if they only do it in their dream state, they'll be able to, in a sense, watch a recording of you reclaiming your energy, and maybe that will inspire them to do that for themselves. Because everything we do is recorded in the morphogenic field, in the what people call the Akashic Records, etc. So it's all there for replay if somebody wants to simply tune into that channel. So when you heal yourself, you're literally broadcasting. And if somebody can tune into that broadcast, they'll be able to benefit from what you've done. Okay, so we're getting a little low on time. I just want to tie all this together that I've been talking about. And I want to go into how to maintain a loving state in the face of all the doom and gloom out there. And one of the keys is to understand that the doom and gloom people are viewing reality from a completely two-dimensional or three-dimensional perspective. And they're filled with all these fears because they can't see beyond that third-dimensional barrier, that third-dimensional boundary. And they want everybody else to be afraid with them because they're in that kind of herd mindset. And so the way we transcend all of that fear frequency is first we anchor our awareness completely in the present moment. Because right here and right now, everything is fine. You're not being threatened. You're not in any danger. So focus your awareness right here and right now in the present and let go of the fears of the future or what might happen. And from that present moment state, then cultivate a multi-dimensional mind and push your awareness out into the fifth dimension. And just to cover very briefly the various dimensions of mind, we'll start with a two-dimensional mind. And that's somebody who's stuck in their ego. They're stuck in stimulus response and avoiding pain. They're really stuck in fear. It's pretty much the ego. It's just back and forth, back and forth. This is good, this is bad. They're judging, they're very binary in the way that they think. Then when somebody transcends their ego just enough to take on a third dimensional perspective, now they're looking at a national view or even a world view. But they're still bound by the limits of physical reality and bound by the misperception that we're in a world of limited resources and that things are running out and that things are getting worse. That's all that they can see is oftentimes what's wrong in the world. And so moving beyond that now to the fourth dimensional realm, that's the realm of the dream time. It's where you have most of your dreams. This is the realm also of love and creativity. And this is the dimension where your soul resides, at the upper level of the fourth dimension. And as soon as you tap into the fourth dimension, you get to look from a state of love at the third dimension. And right away, you start to see more abundance. You start to see potential for things like solid-state technologies that work on the magnetic field of the planet, for example. And then you move into fifth-dimensional consciousness, where you're now into wisdom, understanding, and direct communication with your higher self. And from that perspective, you get to see all of the necessary suffering that's happening on the planet, the reason it's happening, and you get to see a vision for the future that transcends all of those limitations that have been bound in the third dimension. Now, the sixth dimension is the higher self's domain, basically. That's where you completely become one with your higher self, more or less. I'm kind of running out of time, so I'm going to just leave it at that. But if you can just cultivate fourth and fifth dimensional awareness, you can communicate with your higher self and transcend all of the fears of the third dimension. Because the root of all fear is the fear of death, or the fear of having tremendous pain and then death, most like 99%. But when you realize that you exist in multiple dimensions all at the same time, because you already exist in fourth, fifth, and sixth dimensional realms, you have aspects of your multidimensional self there all the time. So when you know that, the fear of physical death diminishes greatly. You can just let that go. And as long as you can maintain that multidimensional mindset, the fears of the 3D world won't be able to hold on to you. They might grab you every now and then, but you'll slip right out of them. And you might feel fear occasionally about some hardship in your life. But when you do, just recognize that you're being distracted. And I mean that. You're being distracted by a 3D reality, which is just a tiny, tiny part of who you are. And a lot of times it can seem like all of who you are, because it's so easy for our attention to get dragged back here by all of the imprinting of culture and society and people in our lives. But really, 3D is just one facet of our multidimensional being. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny part of who we are. And so I really encourage you to cultivate that multidimensional awareness and then bring that awareness into your physical body. So cultivate that state of love, forgiveness, and gratitude that I mentioned earlier, and then ground that into your third dimensional world. And rise above your fears and your limitations and all the distractions of the third dimension, and bring that ascended state of multidimensional mind into your daily life. Because creating this new world starts with you. Every thought you think does matter, and it affects those around you. So make those thoughts high-frequency thoughts as much as you possibly can. And when you notice you're in a low state of thought, forgive yourself for being there. Forgive whoever else is there with you. And find something to be grateful for in that situation. And continue to focus as much as you can on what you're grateful for every morning and every night, when you go to bed and when you wake up. Focus on what you're grateful for and continue to create more things, wonderful things in your life, more and more wonderful things that you can be grateful for. And if you do that, I guarantee that this energy shift and all of the energy shifts that are occurring, you're going to feel great through them. You're going to be calm and joyful. So thank you so much for joining me today. I hope to connect with you again soon. I love you all. Namaste.